real name, but it looks like it's spring rolls and it is Singapore spaghetti.
What would you spend your money on at the school tuck shop? If you're anything like me, it would have been a pie or a toasty, followed by a sticky bun with bright pink icing. Hello, I'm Harriet Tatum. Well, you'd be hard-pressed to find anything like that on the menu here at the Mackay Central State School in tropical North Queensland. This tuck shop very much reflects the diverse, multicultural nature of the school population. Army Astridge is one of the volunteers.
We started last year, actually, when the previous PNC asked the Filipino community to cook for the Christmas Carol. And that's when we had an idea of making it work in a tuck shop.
So what kind of food can the kids from Mackay Central State School actually buy?
There are a lot of variety. We have spring rolls, dumplings, fried noodles, we call pancit, but you can get it in any Asian shop, really. And we have spaghetti. And then later on, as we progressed, we made lasagna as well, ravioli, pasta, Malaysian curry as well.
What kind of feedback do you get from the kids who get to eat this delicious food for lunch?
They actually enjoy it because it's like eating at home. So that's the best part about it. And they see their moms cooking at the tuck shop. It's a different kind of enjoyment.
The variety of foods on offer in the tuck shop is about as diverse as the 183 children currently enrolled at the school. School principal Len Falava believes the Mackay Central State School is more multicultural than the state of Queensland itself.
There is this notion of white Australia living out in the regions, and it's only in the inner cities that are truly multicultural, and it's the greatest load of rubbish. You know, I've only learned that coming here. You're looking at a school with over half of the population is with a Filipino background. You have at least 27% on top of that Indigenous. Quite a smattering of other cultures in there as well. We've got Africans, Indians, Pakistanis, your Maoris. Yeah. Then you have your smattering of white Aussie kids, and they stand out because there's not a lot of them.
How do you think some of the kids feel? I mean, especially the Filipino kids, who suddenly their culture is represented, and at school they can say, this is what I eat for dinner at home. And, you know, is that a nice display of multiculturalism?
It is, and it introduces that food to their friends and make their friends understand them even more. And these kids, like my son, he's half Australian because his dad is Australian. And to be able to connect to his Filipino roots by having his mom and mom friends helping in the tuck shop is really fun for him, yes. And to share that with his friends, it's just lovely.
So we've got children who are picking up food that they may not otherwise eat. But they're developing, they're now honing their own tastes, and they'll take that away into the future themselves, into their own kitchens at home. And so we're changing attitudes as well. So it's as much as it's about multiculturalism, it's changing children's attitude towards food, what they're willing to eat. It broadens their horizons, and I believe it makes them better people along the way.
So at the moment you've got Italian, Filipino, Chinese and Japanese and Malaysian cuisine represented. Are you hoping to expand that to other cultural foods?
Yes, hopefully. This is an inclusive school where when we see parents, especially new ones, we talk to them and we try and ask them if they'd like to share their favorite recipe. And that's what we've been doing, and we're going to start another year and we'll have more families coming in. So hopefully, yeah, we'll get more nationalities and with their best recipe at home that they can share with us. We're so much open. Looking forward to it, actually.